Before the sun was even up, hundreds of people were in line this morning to cast their early vote at the Honey Go Run Community Center in Perry Hall. WYPR's John Lee reports people waited more than an hour and a half before being able to vote.
Joanne West, who lives in White Marsh, was first in line.
I got here about 3:30.
West says she arrived more than 3 hours before the voting center opened because she runs an assisted living facility for veterans, and one of them needed her help to vote in the city.
I normally be in two lines today, so I did myself first, and then I'll go do my resident.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
When the poll workers put early voting signs outside Honey Go around 6 a.m., dozens of people were already there. Cars began pouring into the lot. By the time the polls opened at 7, about 300 people were in the line that snaked around the corner, past some athletic fields, and ended at a dog park. People were fired up to vote. Joanne West clearly was on a mission.
So you can see lines like this. You can see people who got up much earlier than I did, and all over states across the country, because we've had enough of Mr. Trump.
Further back in line was Ken Stratemeyer, who lives in Essex and says this is the most important election in our lifetime.
Because it's a choice between law and order and capitalistic society versus a socialist society.
Those in line for early voting edged past one of those drop boxes you can use to vote with a mail-in ballot. Terry Holliday, who lives in Rosedale, says he trusts voting in person more.
This way I can verify for sure my vote counted. And for some reason, I didn't 100% didn't feel sure about the mail-in voting.
That was a shared sentiment among these voters who chose in person rather than by mail, like Heather D. Perry and her brother, Jesse James.
I kind of wanted to make sure that it was going to be, you know,
more of a sure thing.
Yeah.
With all the tampering and all the drop boxes and all that, you know, we just wanted to make sure we can get our vote counted. Yeah.
At one point, officials came by to pick up a load of ballots from that drop box while people in the early voting line looked on.
3 minutes.
Jess Dietz, who lives in White Marsh, became the line's town crier, counting down the minutes until the start of voting. Dietz arrived at 5 a.m. and was relieved to find few people there.
Because I kept seeing, you know, Wisconsin and Georgia line, people in line for 10 hours. That had me really concerned. Really concerned.
Almost everyone in line was wearing a mask, much to Wanda Burrell's relief.
So it's good that we should wear our masks, because some of us talk and spit.
The blue line, doing 6 feet. Blue line, one more. Thank you.
Once the doors opened, election official P.J. White was in charge of crowd control. She let people in one at a time and instructed them on where to stand to socially distance. A few minutes after being the first in, Joanne West was one of the first to come out.
The voting was very good, very fast. It's like I said, if it wasn't for me taking my guy to the other Baltimore city, I'll go home and go to bed now.
Early voting continues through next Monday. Voting ends the next day, Election Day, November 3rd. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.